Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. I'm going to help you save Thanksgiving this year. Helping me help you, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen. And your phone calls. You can join us 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Daniel Amen, who is Mr. Brain. And Sherry Keffer, my Brangel, who introduced me to Dr. Amen. Welcome, guys. Glad we're getting to do this together.
It's so great to be here with you both today. And I have a question. Okay, so what does tryptophan, do to the brain that makes us all want to sleep after eating lots of turkey?
Is it a myth or is it reality, Dr. Amen?
Oh, no, it's reality. Mm-hmm. And it's not just turkey. It's turkey with mashed potatoes. So you need that combination. Turkey by itself, if you had a turkey salad, would not make you sleepy. But tryptophan with simple carbohydrates like pasta or potatoes drives serotonin into the brain, which turns to melatonin, which makes you sleepy. But it also makes some people happy, which is one of the reasons everybody's so looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Well, it is a time of well-being and happiness, and I pulled up some things to talk about during Thanksgiving other than politics, and boy, are these ever amazing questions. How have you simplified your life during the pandemic? I don't know if anybody has done that. They just kept trying to get by and get through. But anyway, you could ask that. And did you pick up any bad habits during the quarantine and sheltering at home? It says to say that at dinner. Yes, I did. I've started drinking a fifth of whiskey a day or something like that. You know, who's going to say this? Yes, I had a bad habit. Come. Anyway. So you can talk about how stupid it is to talk about those things. Dr. Amen, I read a brain quote today by Senator Kennedy, who said, in the womb, the brain begins to function and totally stops functioning when you are elected to Congress. I thought that was a pretty good brain quote there for the day. But it does start to function in the womb. And I'm just wondering how much of the work you do is ever mistreatment of the fetus in the womb that affects the brain. Is that something that's common or not common?
Unfortunately, it's very common. The brain actually starts to develop at day 21. Mm-hmm. So often before many women know they're pregnant, and so they haven't stopped smoking or stopped doing drugs or stopped drinking alcohol. And I have treated probably thousands of people who had fetal alcohol syndrome or fetal alcohol expression. We want to be careful with the brains of our babies.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something that you're going to think I made up probably, but I was at a party one time and a pregnant woman, I watched her have 5 drinks and I said, I work in an alcohol treatment center. You are hurting your baby. She said, oh no. The doctor said I could have a drink a day. I knew I was having this party. I didn't drink anything for the previous 5 days. I'm having all 5 tonight. How ignorant
wow.
can you be? All right, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. We'd love to have you here. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Steve Arterburn waiting for you.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We have calls. Before we do, Dr. Amen, I would love for you to tell our folks, and for some it may be redundant, for others, first time, what are three things that a person could do during this pandemic or any time that would be really good for the brain? What would those be?
Well, number one is you want to fall in love with your brain. Nobody cares about it because you can't see it. The imaging work we do at Amen Clinics, and when you got scanned, I know you went, oh, I have to make this better.
Yeah.
So that's number one, fall in love with it. Number two is avoid anything that hurts it. And you just have to sort of know the list, whether it's drugs, alcohol, bad food, hitting soccer balls with your head, not wearing your seatbelt, not being careful and so you fall. And then the third thing is just do something once a day that helps it. So I just finished having frozen blueberries, and blueberries are one of the best brain foods because they're loaded with these things called phytonutrients or plant medicines. And just do one thing a day that shows you love your brain.
Anybody can do one thing a day. Let's go to the calls, and how about we talk right here with John from Carrollton, Texas, listening on KWRD. Hello, John. Welcome, and how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. So you hear me fine?
Yes. Yes, we can. Thanks for calling
us.
Okay.
I'm here. I want to speak to our – I have a question for Dr. Amen. I've already taken my wife to his clinics here. It was September of last year. She has severe ADD. She does not read at all anything, CNN addicted. But she's really deteriorating in the sense of contention, memory. And I want to get – this is the question. I want to get reconnected with somebody within your clinic, but it's really hard to get in and you know, stay with the process on a consistent basis. Because Dr. Matthews – this is the biggest thing – Dr. Matthews, I didn't have to say a word from this brain scans and everything. She was able to articulate, and of course they do the investigative part of it. She was able to articulate everything that was going on with her without me even speaking. And that's what we've gone through numerous counseling things, and I just don't want to speak to anybody anymore. Only the Amen Clinic was able to get to the bottom of it and in a hurry. So, that's where I'm at at this moment, if you have any questions.
Okay. Dr. Amen, what do you think?
Well, I love Dr. Matthew. She's in our Atlanta clinic, and she's awesome. And without looking at the brain, how the heck do you know really what to do? So if she has very severe ADD, it likely means the front part of her brain is sleepy and activity. And doing things to avoid hurting it further, that's really important. And if she's addicted, I thought I heard you say, John, she was addicted to CNN. It's just the worst thing you could do, whether it's CNN or Fox, right? It's not a political statement. It's when you start the day with news, you have your happiness during the day is 27% less because you're feeding your brain negativity. Now, a lot of people with ADD, they tend to be conflict seeking or negative seeking. They're looking for something to sort of stimulate them, and it can be hard being around them because they also pick on the people around them and, you know, sort of poke at them looking for what's wrong. And so making sure you know, she's taking her supplements or medication. And what I often find for families, it's like, well, if they really cared, they make their own appointments, and they're just not organized enough. So I think it's really important for you to know when her follow-up appointment, show up with her. You know, for me, I just always want to see my ADD adults with their partners. I mean, you know, unless there's stuff they want to talk about that is more private. But when I'm doing med checks or working on the treatment plan, I want the partner there because I want to know if they're actually following the program. That is just so important.
Yeah. So what, John, what specifically are you, what specifically do you want to know from Dr. Amen?
Well, the issue is I want to get connected into back into the clinic through Zoom calls or whatever.
Okay. Well,
just
let
for
us,
somebody other than me.
Okay. Dr. Amen, you have a quick answer for that, and then we'll try to help offline.
Well, during the pandemic, we have been working harder than ever. And so we can actually connect by Zoom and help. And often for people who have ADD, getting an ADD coach. So we have a brand new clinic opening in Dallas next month. We're super excited about it. And one of our ADD coaches is actually in Dallas. But it's, you know, the supplements or medicine only does so much. Often you need someone else who's not the spouse to hold their hand to help them with things like organization and planning and accomplishing certain tasks. And I have CEOs that I treat who have ADD coaches.
Seems like that would be so valuable versus go see somebody once a week, struggle in between, especially in the very, very beginning. Well, John, I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. I think it's going to help you. I think you'll like it. And let me send you a copy of Worry, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. And then I want to encourage you and your wife to join us on December the 5th for Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. Dr. Amen's going to be speaking there, the end of mental illness. John Townsend, Henry Cloud will be covering boundaries. I'll be covering the battles, how to get through, get over, and beyond them. And then Sheila Walsh is going to be doing some great Bible teaching. You can find out about that at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So what I heard from you, Dr. Amen, is when you get up in the morning, no news is truly good news. And we need to remember that, because it is. All right, let's go over here to RT, also listening on KWRD in Dallas, and here comes RT. How are you, RT? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. I'm a monthly supporter. I was on the Zoom call the other day that was absolutely wonderful.
Wasn't that
and
great?
I'm glad to hear that Dr. Amen's got a clinic coming up in Dallas where we are, because I do have a pretty good case of ADD. But I wanted to address something for Dr. Amen specifically.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little bit of a picture here. When a person is extremely, and I've written this out because I get nervous, when a person is extremely untrusting, and here's the example. The person said that the pastor lied in a statement, a friend of mine lied, my mom lied, I lied, won't believe a polygraph, cut off relationships that didn't need to be really cut off. They're, quote, in their mind, and they're, quote, not true friends. And just so you know, I've got your library. I've read a couple of important books, okay? Is it true, Dr. Amen, that a constant diet of watching true murder mysteries or murders solved on TV, like 2020, Dateline, Cold Case, Nurses Who Kill, and then the Law and Order, NCIS, and the person's hero is Judge Judy, just to give you an idea, if you know anything about Judge Judy.
Okay, I think we get the picture.
Feeding the brain You know, does it maintain that degree of imbalance and mistrust? Is it affecting the brain organ? And then follow up, if you don't mind answering also, because I care deeply about this person and I'm deeply concerned about their future. If they don't, if they continue, will it get worse? Can they do something to change it, get more realistically balanced? If so, what?
Okay.
I'm done.
Very good question. All right. Thank you. Okay. RT is done. Dr. Amon, take it away.
That was a really organized question.
What?
I like that. I appreciate that. You know, what goes in the brain becomes your brain. I have a new book coming in March called Your Brain. It's always listening. And if it's always listening to the news, to horror, to murder, it's going to activate the limbic or emotional structures in the brain and really turn them on in a negative way. So the great thing about the brain that God has made for us is it can change by changing the inputs that we allow into our brain. I know during the pandemic, if my wife started with the news, she'd start screaming at the TV. And I'm like, we need to turn this off because what goes in our minds becomes our minds. Sherry, yeah. Do you have a thought?
I do. I I'm sitting here, RT, and with your rap sheet, I was thinking, that could have been me. I don't know if this is a love interest of yours or is it if this is your wife, but let me just say something about this person. They are looking for justice and safety. And my story is I'm trauma squared. So I had trauma growing up in my family of origin, and I also had trauma from infidelity, ongoing infidelity in my first marriage. So one of the negative beliefs that got wired in at the crime scene of all these broken, painful events is I can't trust anyone. And I had what I call the deadly duo, which is I can't trust anyone and I can't trust my judgment. So if I, you know, was really observing this person that you care a lot about and I'm listening to their behavior, they're really afraid because they can't even trust themselves. So sometimes people heal broken with the pains that have happened to them that have involved other people. And so I definitely would recommend some deeper trauma work. And then, of course, you want to have them assessed. I would have them assessed by a psychiatrist just to make sure that we're not looking at possible paranoia, right, or something biologically going on. But I definitely would do some good history work around the wounds that have happened to them.
You know, right, Dr. Keffer, I circled something here, and it's in all caps. Fearful. Mistrust, love, caring, loving people.
I know. It happens to us. I'm so sorry, RT.
Yeah.
It happens to us. The wounds of our lives can hold us hostage. And you're fighting for her. But she's got to fight for herself. Unless she gets on her own gurney and gets some good trauma work, maybe some eye movement, desensitization, reprocessing, EMDR, you know, we can get her connected with someone in the area, but I hear your pain over her entrapment.
You know, RT, I'm now hoping that we could get you guys into the intimacy in marriage. Does that fix her brain? No. But it would help her, I think, come to grips with how her behavior and her statements are impacting you. And I would hope that that would happen. Now, let me send you a copy of Dr. Amon's book on worry and anxiety. I think that will be helpful. Let me send you Take Your Life Back also. So sorry that it's this horrible. And I hope and pray that that the clinic there, Dr. Amon's clinic, can really help her and help you. I was just talking with our board the other day at a board meeting about Dr. Amon and such favorable things were said. Many of them have been involved with the clinic or taken kids. So I hope that RT has a great outcome, and I'll ask everybody to pray for us. I'll tell you about that phone call we had after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and one of the things RT was talking about was a Zoom call we had with our Club New Life members, and I'll wait to talk about that when Larry gets in. It was really quite a phone call, and I'll just tell you one of the folks on there, one of the couples, miraculous marriage turnaround there. But let me encourage you right now, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for a copy, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. A gift of any amount, we'll send that to you. Dr. Amen is board certified, that is, and a psychiatrist who I don't know of anybody that knows more about the brain, and we're just so happy to have him here, and I'm really happy that he did some work on me. And if you think, well, he ought to go back and do more, well, you ought to see what it'd be like if I hadn't gone to him. Yeah, that's what I say. All right, let's go over here and let's have a chat with Michael. Quakertown is where Michael is calling from, and I wish I could. There we go. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Great. WBYN is the station you listen to. Glad that you do. How could we help today?
The exact question is, how can I help my brother-in-law from making bad decisions that would affect not only his life but the lives of his wife and his children? He's suffering from depression, and I guess I would like to reach out and help him, but I'm aware of, I've never been through depression myself, and I don't want to do or say things that would push him away or make mm-hmm. the situation worse for him and his family.
Okay. Well, Sherry, why don't we start with you on what you think would be helpful, if anything, for a brother-in-law who's struggling with depression. And
so one of the things that I'm wondering about, Michael, do you have any information like about other areas of his life? Is he drinking, smoking, using marijuana, or is this come out of a painful situation he's just been through?
So specifically, he's the youngest of four boys. He was in a divorced family. When he was dating my sister-in-law, he became a Christian. He's significantly younger than my sister-in-law.
Right, but like right now, I would say right now, is he doing anything right now that might hurt his brain?
Yes, he is turning to drinking. He currently works third shift, so in my opinion, the total switch of sleep cycles, I'm sure, is affecting his brain. And he's not home when my sister-in-law's trying to go to bed. He's working, and then he sleeps during the day.
So there's some things. There's some things right now that you're saying, right? To be on a different sleep schedule, to be disconnected from his wife in light of their relationship with their kids. I mean, he's on a whole nother. He's in a whole nother realm, and then actually drinking alcohol is harmful to the brain. It actually shuts it down. As Dr. Amen talks about, it makes it sleepy. It actually makes it not function well. And so that can play into the depression. Even if he has some depression, using alcohol on top of depression can even make it worse. What are your thoughts, Dr. Amen?
Yeah, no question. And this third shift, shift workers have a much higher incidence of depression and substance abuse. It is really a big risk unless people know how to manage it appropriately. But, going back to the question you have is, how do you help him? And I tell all of my patients, you have no influence without connection. And so if you're really worried about him, finding ways to connect with him is the most important first step, because then what you can do is, if you make a recommendation for a book or for him to see someone, he's just much more likely to take it. If you don't have a connection, people tend to see those things as criticisms, and they block your suggestions. So I would find a way to be in his space. And, I think that's the most important thing. And then rather, you need help for depression, I would frame it in, there's this great information on how you can have a better brain, which can just help you feel better. You know, this is something that helped me. And then they're just more likely to be receptive to it. Steve, does that make sense to you?
It does. I wanted to mention one thing, Dr. Amon. You made me think of this as you were talking. Your sister probably feels really helpless around this whole situation. And so you connecting with her, and maybe even going into a therapy session, a few therapy sessions with her, to support her, to help her become her ally, and as she's trying to figure out how to manage this as well.
You know, I love what you said, because, you know, a lot of people want to say something that would change everything. But Dr. Amon said, we got to connect. We need to live and move within their space and be trusted. And then whatever we say is going to be accepted, versus you just call somebody up and say, here's what you need to do, here's what I'm concerned about. It is viewed as criticism. All right, 1-800-229-3000. Conquer worry and anxiety. It's the secret of mastering your mind. A gift of any amount to 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. And as I mentioned, we had a Zoom call with our Club New Life members, and we were just so thrilled to hear from them. And Larry, the lady started listening to us. She has since accepted Christ and is the only Christian in the family. But and it was just fantastic. And the other thing is, we had this couple that in 2019, they came to intimacy in marriage, and they were done, but they came. And we say that all the time. Before you bail out, just come to this thing.
Right.
And he said, I didn't know what intimacy was. They were happy. You know, some people you say, they stayed together. No. They were happy, connected, and full of life.
And he wanted to talk another 10 minutes, he said, if we'd let him. So
it was fantastic.
It was good. And it was probably about 30 minutes worth of people telling us what God has done through this ministry in their lives.
And that wasn't really the purpose of why we had everybody on the line. We were just willing to answer any kind of question. So I'm going to tell you, if you support us, we're going to find other couples like them. We're going to find other people of different faith, and we're going to help them we're going to do this, and we're doing it because of the faithful support of Club New Life members and those who come through and support us with one-time gift, year-end gift. Larry, what else do we need to say about
this?
Well,
we need to say that if you make a gift starting today and until the match is made, we have a $200,000 match.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, and that needs to be done by December 31.
Okay.
So I'm hoping it's done by maybe December 1,
yeah.
December 11, I don't know. But
what a great time to look ahead.
It is.
You know, you've got to make end-of-year gifts for taxes, right? And so this would be a perfect time to make a donation and get double for your money for
exactly
the ministry
right.
here. So
exactly right.
And, yeah.
And it's the case that we've had a really good year in one sense, but it's been a challenge with regular giving apart from a couple of really nice gifts we had early in the year in terms of extraordinary size.
Mm-hmm.
But our regular giving has been below par, and this is a time we can catch up.
Please help us here. We've got about a month to go, and I'll send you a copy of Conquer Worry and Anxiety, and if you join Club New Life, I'll send you an entire little library that includes that book and Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Dave Stoop, and Healing is a Choice, and Take Your Life Back, a whole library of things, our way of saying thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Steve,
appreciate
one last
you.
Thing.
Yes.
We're going to do these Club New Life gatherings online more often. This is the first one.
Yeah.
We'll probably do one around Christmas time, and we want you, if you're a Club New Life member, to know that, so we'll be promoting those online and on radio once in a while.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Let's go back to the calls, and how about we talk with Catherine from Washington, D.C., listens to our podcast, as many people do. Hey, Catherine, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you all doing?
Great. How could we help you?
Yes, I have a 12-year-old son, and he was diagnosed with ADD when he was 9 years old after he talked about wanting to commit suicide. He was taking for a while a stimulant, and then I thought I didn't really like the side effects on it, but then I got Dr. Amen's book after listening to you all, and it does talk about stimulants. So I want to know what Dr. Amen would say about how to handle the side effects with that. Because my son gets stuck in, like, that way you were talking about earlier, about how he gets stuck in the negativity.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Amen, what are your thoughts here?
Catherine, it is such a pleasure. And in my book, Healing ADD, I talk about ADD is not one thing. It's at least seven different
right.
things. And if he was suicidal when he was 9, that's not ADD, that's depression. And if he gets locked into loops. So just listening to you, he may have what I call our over-focused limbic ADD. So just know, it's not one thing. So stimulants are not the right thing for everyone. For types 1 and 2, they're so helpful. I mean, they can be miraculous in how effective they are. But if the stimulants make him worry or get locked into loops of thinking, often mixing a stimulant with something that boosts serotonin, like 5-HTP, or we make something I'm very happy with called Happy Saffron, because saffron has been shown to really help promote a healthy mood, that may be the most effective thing to do. A simple free thing to do is we have a free brain health assessment. Go to brainhealthassessment.com. It'll tell you which of the 16 brain types he has, and then, well, how would I think about supporting each of those types? It only takes about 6 minutes, but what I hear you saying is he does not have simple one of the other types or a combination of types. And so we just need to fine tune the help for him. But it's very important. I had an email exchange last night with one of the parents of
child I know, and they're like, you know, she's 13. She's really struggling with mood and temper and tantrums. Isn't that normal? And let me just say super clear, it's not normal. It is not normal for teenagers to have mood swings. You know, we have this idea just because they're adolescent, they should be out of control. That is just completely wrong. Large-scale studies say two-thirds of teenagers never really have a big problem. If a teenager is struggling, it's time to get them help.
And you know what often happens as we're listening to you, Dr. Amen, is a child can be framed as, you know, the black sheep or a troublemaker or kid with problems, and they get this label when really it's not about them being a bad person. It's that their brain is working badly. But things can be done to their brain to help it work better so that they have full access to themselves, so they can quiet down. I often tell people, I say, if I was to switch brains with you and you were to take mine and I was to take your brain, we'd take it for a week, and then you'd come back and we'd see each other. And basically, you wouldn't want your brain back. You would say, oh, is this how it feels to live more in that normal realm? So changing a brain is, you know, changing your brain and making it work better for you so that it feels like a brain that's more healthy is so possible.
Mm. And Catherine, way to go. Not just accepting whatever and trying to find the ultimate solution for your 12-year-old. I think that is so commendable on your part. Don't stop. And, you know, I've said this many times, being a person with ADHD, what works today may not work tomorrow. What works for one person may not work for you. Just continue to find what it is that he needs. And it sounds like to me that it really is a case of depression here, young depression. And I would really be trying to find that perfect, in fact, let us try to help you, that perfect therapist for that age group. Because I can tell you, there are great therapists that can connect with young kids, and then others just can't do it. All right, let's thank you, Catherine. I'm going to send you Understanding and Loving a Person with ADHD and Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. Send both of those to you because we don't really know which one it is, but probably, as Dr. Amen said, depression. Let's go to Mary. Mary will be next. Jane from Minden City, Michigan. Sirius XM. Hi there.
Thank you, spiritual Christian people. I love it.
You're welcome.
I'm so grateful to get on because Dr. Daniel Amen is I put you up in high esteem because I have all your videos.
Well, thank you so much.
I don't really know where to start, but I could say you're welcome. When I was 8 years old, I had a concussion, and I didn't know that I had it until just a few months ago. And I've had depression for years, and it's along with thyroid and gut health, and I don't know where it's work. How can you help me?
All right, so we'll work on that while this break. The music is up. You may not be able to see it, but I have to go to a break. If you want to join us, we're going to be in the studio with Dr. Amen for another hour after this one, 1-800-229-3000. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The End of Mental Illness, you can get that from 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Gift of Any Amount, Conquer Worry and Anxiety, The Secret to Mastering Your Mind, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, Gift of Any Amount.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn, 1-800-229-3000 if you'd like to join us at any point. We're talking to Jane, Minden City, Michigan, and she's asked Dr. Amen some questions about everything from not knowing about injury and gut health, all that. Dr. Amen, what do you think?
So much to talk about. Yes. If you said, hey, Daniel, single most important thing you've learned from 170,000 scans is that mild traumatic brain injury ruins people's lives and nobody knows about it because they end up seeing psychologists or psychiatrists who never look at the brain. And so they don't uncover that. And I was just on Dr. Phil. And this poor kid, Cameron, had been in 6 drug treatment programs and had failed 10 different medications. And no one really focused on the fact that when he was 3, he was dropped 10 feet onto his head onto a concrete floor. And you could just see the damage, the devastation, really, on his scan. And if we don't fix that, we're never going to fix his depression and addiction. So your brain is an organ, just like your heart is an organ. And if it gets hurt, you have to work on fixing it. Fix the brain. Your mind tends to follow. Now, if your gut's not right, your brain's not right either. They're completely connected to each other. So if you had a history of multiple antibiotics when you were a child because of ear infections or repetitive, that damages the gut bugs, we call it the microbiome, that produces 90-95% of the serotonin in your body, and it leaves people vulnerable to anxiety and depression. It's a whole very exciting new field in psychiatry. And so working to get your diet right, so important, probiotics can help. And then there's a brand new study just out from Israel showing that hyperbaric oxygen therapy, one of the therapies that I use to help repair past concussions, actually has significant anti-aging effects. And it showed that it increased the length of our telomeres. Telomeres are like the end caps on our genes that get shorter and shorter as we age. And fun fact for me, when I was 63, I had mine tested and actually had the genetic age of a 43-year-old, which just made me so happy. So your habits can actually have an influence on the health of your brain and your body.
Well, I'm so glad you called and asked that question, and very helpful. And hyperbaric chambers can be.
I wonder how I can get my doctor on board.
Yeah, well, I think you ought to play. Tell him to listen to New Life. Play this for him, and have him listen to Dr. Amen. And you know, you can get that on YouTube or on our podcast.
And you know, you may want to gift your doctor with a book, "The End of Mental Illness." That would probably be a really thorough and good read for him. There's so much research in there. You did an amazing job, Dr. Amen, on pulling in all kinds of research
to prove your
point.
It's the best book, I think it's the best book you've written, Dr. Amen. I'm going to send you a copy of that just so you have it, so you can gift that doctor. All right. Well, we've got time for one more phone call here. You can join us in the next program, 1-800-229-3000. And let's see if we can. Mary, I wanted to go to your call. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to try to get it. How are you doing, and how could we help you?
Hi, I'm so grateful to be on. I listen to your show regularly, and I'm familiar with Dr. Amen's work, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. Yes, I have something called akathisia. Akathisia is, it was drug-induced. I never had any mental health problems until I was given an SSRI.
What is akathisia? What's akathisia for all of us?
Akathisia is a drug-induced movement disorder. You'll start marching and pacing and rocking, but the bad part about it is it affects your brain and it mimics anxiety and depression. It's like a train in your brain.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
It's
horrible.
Well,
90% of people who develop it commit suicide.
Okay. Now, to ask the question to Dr. Amen so I've got time for him to answer, okay?
Yes. What would he recommend? I've been taking a benzodiazepine, and I need to taper off of that because it's starting to not work, and it can actually exacerbate the akathisia. So my question for him is, what would he recommend? I'm really scared. I want to get better. I need to heal my brain. And so I'm just wondering what he would do, what he would say.
Okay. Dr. Amen, what do you say?
Why were you on, Mary, why were you put on an SSRI? Because I heard you got it from SSRI.
I made a job transition, and I started to have some anxiety and insomnia and regret. And so my doctor put me on an SSRI. And almost immediately, I became extremely agitated. I was suicidal every minute. It's classic akathisia, but it got misdiagnosed. And then I was put on a different SSRI and more medication. I did have genetic testing done, and it shows that I cannot take any SSRIs or any antipsychotics.
Okay, yeah. So we've only got a couple of minutes.
I wish we had more time. I would be thinking about visiting one of our clinics, see what's going on.
Okay.
Steve, send her my book, Memory Rescue. So obviously it flipped a switch in your brain, and getting your brain as healthy as can be is absolutely critical. And my first thought is to increase magnesium to whatever level you can tolerate. And magnesium is, you know, when you have too much, you get diarrhea. So it'll tell your body how much you can tolerate. But that may help settle the restlessness. Acupuncture is also something I would think of because it boosts endorphins, which also calm the brain. And you don't develop tolerance to it like you do with benzodiazepines. GABA, the supplement GABA, and taurine are also things to consider. But don't give up hope. I understand. I've seen many patients with it. They just hate how they feel. It's just sort of internal noise and restlessness they can never get away from. But there is a solution to it.
Dr. Amen, have you heard of the medication Ropinirole? Is that something that works for this?
It might be worth considering, but I haven't worked with it enough.
Okay. All right. That's something to think about. Restylane, I think, is the name of it, and the chemical or whatever is the compound is Ropinirole for that kind of stuff. You could ask your doctor about that. We're out of time, but we'll be in time here. In just a few minutes, we'll be starting another program, and you can join us 1-800-229-3000. Now, I'm really happy that you listen or watch what we're doing here. And I hope and pray that you know how grateful we are that you do that, that some of you support us, some of you pray for us. Thank you. We're going to be thanking God for you all through Thanksgiving, and I hope you'll be safe. Don't do anything stupid and get this virus. And my thanks to Dr. Amen. Always love having you on. Dr. Sherry Keffer, always love having you on. She is the author of Intimate Deception. And it's a great book you could get if you've been betrayed. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You need help or you can help us. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.